This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 223, why flipping the classroom will flip your IELTS score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, find out why online IELTS preparation makes sense for you as an adult when your top priority is time and you need that 7 or higher.
Hey, Jessica.
What's shaking? Hey, Lindsay.
Nothing much. Let's see. There's always something shaking for me. What's happening? Oh, I get to submit a sample for a new textbook for kids, and I've never written a textbook for kids. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice little challenge there. You know, I mean, I was talking about this concept of flow this week with somebody who was on the other podcast, and he said that we need to get in flow, we need to be challenged just enough. So it's good that you're moving into a new, you know, a zone that's sort slightly out of your comfort zone to challenge yourself a little bit, right?
Totally. And then when you do that, and then it affects the other things that you're already doing and already feel confident in, because it gives you a new perspective on stuff. I think it comes down to just practicing thinking about something, right? Mm. Like practicing tackling new problems. Because when your brain gets in that flow, like you're saying, if your brain just is used to that level of concentration and that satisfaction in figuring something new out, once you get into that habit, it's going to affect the other things you're doing too and help you think on a deeper level about what you're already feel confident in. Does that make sense?
I think so. And it'll affect your overall happiness. I mean, we weren't meant to be complacent, right? We weren't meant to just stay on a plateau. And, you know, I know that's one of the challenges that a lot of our listeners are going through on this podcast and the other podcast, the All Ears English podcast, that we're stuck at that intermediate, upper intermediate level. We're plateauing. We need to push up.
Exactly. Always.
And it's such a discipline to push ourselves to keep improving, because it's no one else is going to push us to do that if we don't do that for ourselves.
Exactly. And that ties into what we're talking about today. How important self-motivation is.
Yes.
You know, so what Lindsay and I want to talk about today is the difference between traditional classroom learning and online learning. And this is one of the biggest advantages to my mind, is that if you just pay money, sign up for a class, and rock up and sit down and be like, okay, give me the knowledge now. That's the way we've been trained to learn, right?
Yeah.
You went to elementary school, high school, even university. You went because you were expected to, because other people wanted you to, or because you had to, right? Not because you wanted to. And maybe you didn't get everything out of it that you could. I know I didn't. I always got the best grades, but still, I could have done more. Yeah. I could have put in more effort. But when you are choosing something yourself, to do it yourself, like choosing an online course, paying for it with your own money, you have to do this on your own time. I think that makes you work harder because you're more interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And that's where we've seen the students who have done the best in our course. Like, I'm thinking of Pedro. I mean, he took the exam as a personal benchmark, a personal goal, right? And he was super self-motivated, and he approached the whole exam. He was the perfect match for this type of online course. Someone who doesn't just fall into the trap of trusting a school just because that's the way it's always been done. He questioned those ideas, and he went out and he really went into our course on a deep level and did the best he possibly could with it. He took full advantage of it. And that's the type of student that does well with his online learning. Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's also one of the biggest fears of online learning, is that students won't be motivated because they have to do it themselves.
Right.
And that is not true. Well, I think in some online classes, maybe it's true, but in our class, the community that we have found to be created because of our online course is incredible.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I could look back to students that I taught in a classroom. Maybe some of them formed study groups outside the classroom, but then they had to find time to meet, to go, to travel to a coffee shop, to order the coffee, to sit down, to try and fit in an hour of practice with each other. And then half the time they're talking about other stuff, right? And that doesn't happen in our course. I mean, just yesterday I had a power hour and we always – it always happens, never fails. We run out of time at the end. And so I say, okay, I'm just going to type some extra speaking part three questions into the message box.
Oh, good.
And I really hope you guys could stay in the call and practice with each other. They always do. Cool. They always put in the extra effort. And you know what? They're motivated and they're focused because I'm telling them what to talk about. And they know they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Love it.
And so in the power hour, I did that and I was like, it would be great if you guys could, you know, stay online and talk to each other. And one of the girls was like, oh, you know, Lillian and I have been doing this. We met on Skype yesterday to practice this. And I was like, that's awesome.
That's great.
And right. So when that happens and they make this appointment on Skype or on Google Hangouts to talk to each other, it's for a specific purpose.
Yeah.
They focus on IELTS the whole time. They're not, you know, just talking about whatever the difficult day they had in getting to work or I don't know what students do. But.
No, it's very focused. I love that. And then, so it's really, we're kind of busting up that myth that you can't have community.
Yes.
I mean, you can have community with an online course. It's kind of ironic because you would think that you'd be alone, but it's just the opposite. And
it is,
you know, it's also because we're in Facebook and everyone's already in Facebook, guys. That is where we have our insider group, our private closed Facebook group for the students in Three Keys IELTS. It's in Facebook. So you're already there. You don't have to go anywhere new.
And they're already commenting on each other's posts all the time. Like students start interacting with each other in the Facebook group immediately.
Yeah.
They start forming connections and bonds immediately. And I think because you're forming bonds with people who are also self-motivated and hardworking, that keeps you going.
Oh, yeah.
These other students in the group are your inspiration. And if you're in a traditional classroom, you're looking around and you kind of, you know, group work is okay, but it's not always great because not everybody puts in the same amount of effort as you.
Yeah.
And that could be frustrating. And maybe you have to, like, maybe there's someone that didn't study. So the teacher has to waste another 10 minutes of class explaining something again to this student because they didn't do the work.
Right.
And all that time for you is wasted. And that's time you're paying for.
Yeah.
And that's just wasted. You're not going to get that back. But in our group, I mean, you're with all these other students who are working as hard as you towards a similar goal. And it just, it keeps you going. There's constant motivation and inspiration.
I love that. I love that. It's great because often when we meet in a classroom, you know, after class, we're running off to go to work or to go somewhere. We have something to do. But in our case, we can sign on when we want, create an appointment with someone else in the course when we have time and meet them for that very focused practice. I love that.
And this is the biggest advantage probably for most people. The obvious advantage, I think, is the time saving. I mean, guys, how much time are you wasting just by going to the school to enroll, paying your fees, getting your books, traveling to the class three times a week.
Yeah.
And then you're wasting time in the class with what you're paying for because the teacher has to do a certain thing like every class. She has to take roll, right? You have to introduce all the other students. You have to blah, blah, blah. I don't know. There's so much time that's wasted in a traditional classroom. And like we already said, like sometimes there's people that don't get it. You already get it. And so the teacher's going to waste 10 minutes of your time explaining something to another person. Or if we flip that, what if you're the person that doesn't get it because this is a weakness in your understanding or comprehension? What if the teacher doesn't want to spend extra time with you?
Right. What do you do?
What if you wait after class and you're like, I really have something else to ask you. Can you spend another 20 minutes with me? The teacher's probably going to say no because they're not paid for that.
Right.
And maybe they have another class to get to.
Yeah.
But in our course, we talked about this last time. If you need extra help with something, It's there. It's there for you.
Yeah.
You can talk to other students on Facebook. Talk to Lindsay and I on Facebook. Sign up for a VIP session just one-on-one with me to practice anything that's difficult for you.
Yeah.
Sign up for a power hour. We have three of those every month now, mm-hmm. two for writing and one for reading.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many options for personalizing this course to strengthen exactly what you need to.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I think that the big currency for adults, right? We're all adults here. And so the main issue is time, right? And
yes.
the big problem that I have with classroom learning, especially when it comes to test prep, is that, you know, 50 or 60% of your time in the classroom is being spent listening to the lecture, right? So whereas right. the difference with online learning, not just our course, other courses too, but of course our course is the best. you're learning the strategies and the fundamentals on your own, and you're rewinding those videos, you're watching them any hour of the day. So when you're actually meeting with Jessica or you're meeting with someone in the course, you're really maximizing your time because everyone's coming to that meeting already knowing the strategies, right? That's the big win
exactly.
for me with online learning. We're doing this as adults. We're not kids. We don't need to sit in the classroom and listen to Jessica lecture to us. We can do it on our time in front of the video. It's so much smarter, I think. This week, we're talking about how to make the best use of your time by learning online instead of just going to a traditional school. It's time to question the old ways of learning and leverage the internet. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to join our 3 Keys IELTS success system and community today to get on the right track for your IELTS target score. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You can do it on your commute to work.
Yes.
You can do it on your lunch hour. You can do it, let's say you're going to set your alarm for just half an hour earlier than you usually wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Spend that half an hour drinking your coffee, eating your breakfast, and watching a lecture.
Yeah.
You fit this learning into your life,
yeah.
just wherever you can.
It's so much smarter.
And it's not like you're floating out there by yourself with no structure, because I think that's also a fear of online learning, of committing to online learning is like, well, like how, what else do I need to do? Like, I can't just do this course. Are there other resources for my English? What should I do today?
Yeah.
Which lesson should I do today? How, you know, with our course, you get the 30-day study plan or the 60-day study plan.
Mm-hmm.
And no other course has that as far as I know.
Yeah.
Where not only am I telling you which video lecture to do, which worksheet to do, what testing skill to practice, but I'm also telling you an extra activity to do every day to strengthen your overall English.
Mm.
And I think online courses don't do that traditionally. Even in class, traditional
yeah.
classroom teachers don't do that. That's one thing that students always loved about my classes when I did teach in the classroom, was that the homework I gave them was interesting and motivating mm. and strengthened their overall English while practicing testing skills.
Yeah.
So again, I just brought all those amazing homework assignments that I figured out over the years and put those into the study plan.
Oh, so you're really looking at the big picture here, whereas a lot of teachers in those traditional classrooms are only thinking about IELTS. They're not thinking yeah. about the general fluency piece, but no one's going to get the score they need without the general fluency. I mean, we've talked about that a lot, many times on this show. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, even when I would teach like the more advanced test prep classes, and I expect students to already be doing certain things, and maybe they've never been my student before, and I give them homework of how to use a podcast or a movie or a TV episode to practice specific IELTS skills. And they raise their hand and they're like, what's a podcast? And I was like, seriously? How could you, what teachers have you had? Or maybe they doubt that this is going to help. And they're like, teacher, that's a waste of time. I'm not going to watch a movie. Mm. I need to do test practice. And I have to spend my time convincing them, like, this is a test of your English, dude.
Yeah.
You can't just do test practice. You need to have good English.
Yeah.
So
no, totally.
I can tell that their previous teachers have not, you know, provided them with the best learning environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And then the other issue that we hadn't mentioned at the beginning, Jessica, when we were thinking about this episode, but obviously this is really important for our listeners, is price, right? I mean, we looked at some of the
yes.
prices
oh my
for
gosh.
Classroom learning when we were researching our course. And guys, I mean, wow. You know, right? You know how much you're going to be paying in a classroom. Like thousands of dollars, right? For a month-long course. I've seen prices at more than $1,000 for a full IELTS course, right?
Here too. Yeah, in Portland as well. And that's just a month, you guys. And it's not every day. Maybe at the most, it's going to be an hour a day, 5 days a week. I've seen that. Or maybe they're trying to fit it all in into 3 hours, 1 day a week. Regardless, it's not enough. It's not enough contact time. It's not enough practice for you guys to see any improvement in that month.
Yeah.
And you're spending $1,000 for no improvement.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, our course is less than the price of one test, first of all. And you have access for 6 months.
Yeah.
You pay one time and you could do whatever you want with it for 6 months.
Exactly. I mean, so the question becomes, when we decide to go and pay a grand, which is a slang for $1,000 in English, what are we paying for, right? When we go into that classroom, that IELTS classroom, guys, really think critically about your money.
Exactly. There's just so many reasons to go online, you guys, especially these days. Like, and again, you guys, I know we keep talking about our course because we really believe in it and we love our course and we really know and have seen it help people and know it's the best. But, you know, you guys do what's right for you.
Yeah, totally.
Do some research. Yeah. There's other courses for sure.
Yeah.
I know there's other courses. Yeah. So do your research first of all, and just think about what the best learning environment is for you. And I know for sure, regardless of what course you choose, an online course should be the way you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We just want to challenge you guys today to kind of not trust the old ways of thinking, right? It's time, you know, it's 2016. It's time to start thinking of new ways to do things. If the old way is not working for you, is not working for your friends, then think about a new way to do things. Because I really do think that that's the way education is going. We're going in this direction with, you know, Khan Academy, right? That's another example of the flipped classroom where the lectures.
I love that.
Yeah, like the kids are doing the lectures at home and they're coming into class or meeting with the teacher to actually do the exercises, which makes so much more sense rather than when we were in school, we do the lecture in class and then we go home and we practice by ourselves, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah. And that's not, right? That's not an efficient use of how we learn. That's not an efficient use of our brains or our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. So it's that idea. I think you said it's called the flipped classroom, right?
Yeah.
That's this new teaching style, this new teaching technique that's really changing curriculums, even in traditional classrooms. But I think as far as test prep and ESL classes, it hasn't caught up to that flipped classroom idea.
No, you're right. Yet. It hasn't, especially in different parts of the world potentially. So no, you're right, Jessica. So guys, this is not just a pitch for our course. Of course, our course is awesome. And if you want to get into our course, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, but just think about how you're deciding to learn. Don't just go on autopilot and do what your friend did, you know, do what your mentor did. Think about how you want to learn.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You value yourself and your time and believe that you are making the right decision and that this is the right way to go. If you think about how do you intake information outside of test prep? How do you communicate outside of test prep? None of that is traditional anymore. Yeah. None of that is how your parents intake.
I've never said that word before.
I know, but it's a word. None of that is how your parents brought in information or put out information.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're communicating and learning in every other part of your life online, why does it make sense to not do that here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And trust yourself. Trust that your vision is important enough to you that you will sit down. Because yes, it's true. We need a little bit of personal drive to be able to sit down with an online course. Like no one is going to like strap you into the chair and require that you sit in front of the course and watch the lectures in our course. But as we've said, people like Pedro and people who are very self-motivated tend to do the best. But give yourself that chance. Trust yourself. Trust that your vision means enough to you that you'll do that. And I think you will.
I mean, geez, we just today, a whole bunch of our students got their scores and there's someone got an 8.5 in writing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even native speakers don't get that.
That is so cool. I can't wait to have him on the show. He's coming on the show soon.
So awesome. All right. Well, Lindsay and I could go on for a long time about these ideas, you guys. But if you do have any questions about our course, You can email Lindsay.
Yep. Go email me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions and chat with you guys to see if this is right. And we do have an option to meet with Jessica for a consultation, yes, where she can kind of diagnose your situation and give you a sense of how much time you're going to need to reach your target mm-hmm. score. And she can customize your study plan for you.
Yeah, it's just a half hour meeting with me yeah. on Skype, and I could personalize the study plan for you and tell you really in reality, how much time should you be spending?
That's right. Cause on this podcast, we keep it general. We're talking to 2,000 people here, right? 3,000 people. So it's not customized information. So guys, if you right. want a very specific plan for you only, then you do want to sit down with Jessica for just a half hour. So,
yep.
All right, then we'll get off the mic for today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Okay. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.